Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the fight. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seers of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery Tribe, Yahuwah, Take Number 190. And this will be a continuation on the big feast that's coming up tomorrow when the sun sets. Be back on the airways at 7:30 on feast night. All feast night broadcast starts on the radio at 7:30. But when the sun sets, it officially will be what we call the tabernacle feast. When the sun sets, this time tomorrow, you look out there and see your sun on set, that means that is the time for that feast. But we'll be on the broadcast at 7:30. All right, good enough. So let's see what we got going on for a nice episode as we get a little more continuation on what's in front of us and what's so important about this feast. It's very important. It's See, the important things, what the six anointed camps have to bring out. Sure, we know tomorrow is white garments, eat them up, drink them up. Okay, that's a given. But what is the message behind that seven-day feast? What is the message that Yahuwah got written? And that's where we come in at. See, we are anointed to show you what it's all about. Not just the eating and the drinking, eat them up and drink them up. So we'll go through all that. So we're going to see if we're going to be on stage for a nice episode right now. And who we see on stage right now is the Young Lion, Camp 1. So you know what it says in Matthew 18:19. He said, when two touch and agree, Yahuwah, well, I'm in the midst of these. So we see right now, we see Brother Titus ready to go. I got a message that he'd be a little bit late speaking engagement. So we'll get what we can in before we bring our elder in to tell you about the broadcast. So, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1, Brother Titus, tribe of Yahuwah, Judah. Yahuwah BJSC right here.
Yahuwah bless you there. See Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Young Lion. Well, Young Lion, what we gonna do? We gonna see if we get something going on until the rest of the six anointed camps are coming on studio, but we be up and running, waiting on our elder too. So that's let's see what we can do in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. See if we can get going on this call, special edition call Thursday evening. So see if we can get a little something going on that. You on the clock there, Young Lion, come on.
Chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In the very same hour there, Young Lion, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And out about. And our job is to make sure we see that spirit is in those that can move forward the right way in Yahweh. See, that's what we got to make sure, because talent do get you in the door, but what holds you is having the proper spirit. Talent, it'll get you in the door, but your spirit got to be right. So, Mother E, okay, my old Mother E, so look here. Hey, see, I want to holler on that microphone too, so look, I'm ready to go too, and that's what it's all about. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, she's coming on stage for take number 190. So Mother E, tribe of Yahshua Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Yahshua be there, see right here.
Yahshua bless you, here, Israel, as we draw. Hallelujah, Yahshua.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. And we know Mother Z is at the desk of ready to write something down, so we'll bring on and she'll give her commentary a little bit later. You know, that's very important. Now, I got to make a little slight adjustment just behind that. You see, that's very important. See, what we is building, it must reflect back to the Bible. I'm gonna tell you something. Whatever you're doing, all you gotta do is examine yourself and see what you're doing. Do the Bible support it? Now, if the Bible supports it, then you know you own something. But if you see you out there self-will, hey, Mother E, what it says about that in Sirach 6, verse 2? See, let me make a little slight adjustment real quick before we get back on, what we get ready to get on. I got to make a little slight adjustment. Mother E, what do it say in Sirach 6, verse number 2?
Okay, Sirach 6, verse 2.
Right, 6 verse 2. What do that say? We'll make a little slight adjustment real quick for a minute, and then we'll get back. Because, see, you know, you have your intentions on whatever you on. It's one thing, but sometimes you got to make adjustments, and let's find out why we're making adjustments. Let's look at 6 verse 2 there, Mother.
Right.
What is that? 6 verse 2.
Right, chapter 6 verse 2. Extol not thyself in the counsel of thine own mind, that thy soul be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
You see that? So I tell you, you know, you can have all the degrees, you want all the paperwork and everywhere, but Yahweh told Sirach, tell those to come after you, don't think that you got it because you got the degree from the nation of the world. Because really, when it comes down to the Bible, they hold not a candle to the Bible. You can have all degrees on in this book and be cut short. Because if you fall upon the category of Sirach 6 verse 2, and there it is. Now I'm going to get a case in point. Our Mother E, let's go to Proverbs chapter 9, 33 through 36. And then we're going to run this down and show you a spirit that has to be noted. You know, you can start with one chapter at a time. And one chapter at a time have the 12 already in place. But now it's time for the self-examination. And Proverbs chapter 9, 33 down to verse 36. Brother Titus had me First Chronicles chapter 27, 34. Had that waiting on me. Just make a little slight direction, detail. Mother, what it says in Proverbs 9:33 down to verse 36?
Proverbs chapter 9.
Yeah, verse 33 down to verse 36.
It must be another one, because Proverbs chapter 9 don't go no further than 18.
Oh, okay. Well, that mean I mean I'm struggling, Mo. So that's what a young lion folks say. Hey, no, Cedar, do you mean such and such a thing? So that's the point we're saying. Now you know what that really mean, Mother? Back up and read. Read Genesis 9, verse 4. Now, what that means is Genesis 9, verse 4. Yeah, okay, but okay, that you most likely you're right. But this is where leadership have to make sure they're attentive to what's going on, and they already very first in the scripture, when the seer drops something down there, he don't get no free pass neither. So what does it say, Mother, in Genesis 9, verse 4? So you don't give out no free passes, because this is Yahweh's business, and we got to make sure that we clear about certain things. And if the seal got a little error in there, go to correct that. And you did it already, but let's read why you correct that. Let's read 9 verse 4 Genesis, Mo. What does it say in 9 verse 4?
The book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 4. But lust with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, did ye not eat.
But wait a minute. Well, hold on, Mother. Make that 4 verse 9. I'm all over the place right now. But I'm going to straighten up a little. I'm going to straighten up in a minute. Make that 4 verse 9.
Okay. Then this is chapter 4 verse 9. Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And the Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
You see that? So Yahweh asked him a question. He said, where your brother? And that same thing spoke be asked out of camp 1. Where is the 11? And where is the 10? Because all the way you get to the next point, you must be accountable for your brothers and sisters to see what they're working with. And that's why when we get on these feasts, it's very important to understand just what that feast that he set up. He set that feast up for a reason. And he said you stay in temporary shelters for a reason. And that was a shadow for what's coming today. So everything that Yahweh did, he's done it for a reason. And we're going to bring it all out in this lesson tonight. So now come on back, Mother. You're absolutely right in Proverbs chapter 8. Speaking of verse 33 down to verse 36. Now let's see what it says now that we can read.
Proverbs
8, 33 down to verse 36.
I left a mark in there. Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 33 to 36.
Hold on, Mother. Hold on, Mother. I like what you said. I left a marker in there, because all I have to do is flip back to it without having to go back and read just all again. That's why I said it's very important that we always come and have our 4 or 5 markers with us, because you put a mark in it because you might have to turn back to that page. And if that's the case, you got your marker already in there, you just flip back to it and get going. Now you cooking with the finest of oil right now. So Proverbs 8, 33 out of verse 36. What does it say, Mother?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 to 36. Verse 33. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. 34. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my door. Verse 35, for whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Yahweh. Verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongly his own soul, all they that hate me love death.
Yeah. So he said, so you hear what he's saying? He said, if you sin against me, you're just a chicken tire bug. You must love death. See, and that's the part we got to recognize. Now, I'll read again verse number 33. What did he say again, that mother, in verse 33?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not.
Now, if you hear instruction, don't refuse it when you recognize the signs of the time. When you hear instruction, receive and don't refuse it, because it might come, if we really went that way, when back in the book of Numbers, a jackass gave instruction. So don't look at the person. Look at what he's trying to tell you. A person tell you that a bus is coming down and knock you on your tail right now. You just take heed of that. Don't worry about somebody else telling you that. You've been told already. Get out the way. Keep that in your mind. All right, good. No said on that. So what, that's saying something real big. So now let's find out. Hear instruction and you'll be wise. So let's see what it says, Brother Titus. Let's run that down a little bit. Let's touch on that a little bit. We got plenty of time. Touch on that. Let's get a person that an example of a person that, regardless of your position, let's see about somebody in 1 Chronicles 27:34. Let's talk about this guy in 27:34 of Chronicles. What did it say?
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 27, verse 34. And after Ahithophel, which Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army, was Joab.
So who was the general of the king's army? Who was the general of the king's army? According to that verse, who was the general of the king's army according to that verse? What did it say?
Okay, you want me to read it? Okay.
My question is, I ask one question. Who is the king? Who is the general of the king's army? That's the question I ask in that verse.
Joab.
That's what I wanted. So Joab is the host. And let's go to Second Corinthians and find out he's over what army. Let's go to Second Samuel chapter 20, verse 33.
Okay, we're going to Second Samuel chapter 20.
Yes.
I'll be going to 2 Samuel to see it. Chapter 20.
Verse 23. Yeah, verse 23.
2 Samuel to see it, chapter 20, verse 23. And now Joab was over all the hosts of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Joab,
yeah, okay.
Jehoiada.
Good, that's good. So now we find out who Big Joab was. He was the big general, and he was over who?
The general.
Who was he over? The big general was over Israel.
Was over all the hosts of Israel.
Yeah. So the big general, Big Joab, he was over Israel. At that time, we're talking about all 12 tribes, the Israelites. So let's find out one thing about him having such a high position. Let's see, and that takes back to what I said earlier about Mother Eve. It takes me back to Mother Eve. I'm ready to go at the drop of a hat. So now let's back up and find out in 2 Chronicles 20, 16 and 17. Now, the point we're going to make in Scripture. We're going to 2 Samuel 20, verse 16 and 17. What that say there, Brother Titus?
Okay, we're going to 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 16 and 17. Read. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, Hear, say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near thither, that I may speak with you. Verse 17. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, Are you Joab? And he answered, I am he. And she said unto him, Hear the words of your handmaid. And he answered, I do hear.
Hey, that's you see that? See, that's what we talk about. So you see, I thought Big Joab was in a position, and we find out he was the king's host, big general over all 12 of Israel, and he could have took the puffed up spirit because he got all the credentials, but you know he took a humble spirit, and the mother of Israel asked him a question. It's the big Captain Joab of Israel. I got something to say. Would you hear me? And what he say? I will hear. And that's what we're talking about. And that's the spirit we're talking about. Whatever statue you have in the ministry, always have the right spirit. And that's what you will notice about the three mothers that's in Camp 1. They have a spirit of humbleness and meekness to help you. But if you look at your credentials, well, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips. See, they ain't going to cut it. And that's why Yahweh took these feast days up. He knew he was going into captivity. But whatever Yahweh did once upon a time ago, he going to do it again. And I got to get a case in front on that. Help me out there, Mother. I got to get a case in front on that. See, whatever he did once before, if you want to know what Yahweh is going to do, just go back and read what he once did, and you'll be able to sit this thing up, and then you'll be able to recognize what you need to recognize. Now, Big Joab could have came out of bag. He said, don't you know who I am? I'm the big general. I'm the host. And you come and ask me, will you hear? Huh? And he said, with the right spirit, yes, I will hear you, mother of Israel. And there you go. See, that's the game changer right there. If the 12 get the spirit according to his Bible, there's another move to be made. But all these are here, and that's what these pieces sit up for, and we're going to talk about this shortly. Now, look what it says here, Mother, in Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. Look what it says here that we can read. We're looking at Isaiah 27, verse 12 and 13. What does it say?
Look at Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12 and verse 13. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall be off from. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall be off from the
channel
of the river. What? Unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. Verse 13. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great tempest shall be blown. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, the house of bondage, and shall worship the Yahweh in the righteous mountain at Yahdai Judah.
So back up, Mother, in the 11th chapter, and let's talk a little bit more about it in verse number 11, verse 11. Back up to Isaiah 11, verse 11, and we see Iota, he finally made it to the broadcast, so we're going to bring him in and tell you all about the broadcast. So now, back up and look at that, although he was on a speaking engagement. So the speaking engagement is over, so now he's going to come and give you exactly who brings the broadcast shortly after this verse. Let's go to the 11th chapter and pick up verse 11 there, Mother. What it says here, what Yahweh going to do that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 11, read. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Patros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shimei, and from Hamath, and from the island of the sea. I can't stand you.
That's good. So he's going to set his hand the second time, but he always going to have a shadow on how it's going to be done. So if you don't know what Yahweh is going to do today, you look at yesterday. So he's going to set his hand back and reach and grab the nation of the 12 tribes of Israel that is scattered the second time. So look for Yahweh to make his move, and that's why it's so important about these feast days, although we're going to eat them up, drink them up, and all that. That's the importance of this. These feast days is coming up. To remind you, if you all came out of the remora or blowing a trumpet, you was able to witness that. If you came out of the atonement and you make it to the tabernacle, that means you went through the atonement. That means you went through all that killing that the Almighty is going to do, according to 14:14. You witnessed the children of Israel in the wilderness, heading back to the land of Israel. You witnessed the birds that's in the 39th chapter of Ezekiel eating up all the blood that the dead bodies got over there in Jerusalem called Judah. You witnessed all that. And you a witness that was written in Psalm 91. You seen the reward of the wicked. You seen the takedown of all the... Man, if you only knew, if you made it to tabernacle, what you have really came through to get there. And that's why it's so important. And he leave these messages for a shadow. And that's why in last night's lesson, in the seventh chapter, Yahweh, in the midst of the Feast of Tabernacles, he came in and taught. What he was teaching for? To remind you about the wicked going to happen and how this thing will unfold itself for you to pass it on to your loved ones today. That big stuff. So that's why it's so important on these feast days not to eat them up and to drink them up. It just informs you on the information that you need to have to take back for those that's going to be part of when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number. Got it? Good. All righty. So we are, that's pretty good. So we'll bring our elder here to tell y'all about this broadcast, and we'll get back to the broadcast. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, that's why I beat you LC right.
And Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, the Sea Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yeah, well, we was doing a little informing on exactly what's so important about everything, but we noticed the spirit that was in the mother, and we had to drop some precepts on it to understand that I don't care how high position you in, if you humble yourself, Yahweh will be part of moving you to the next direction. So, we in take number 190, the best edition called Thursday Evening Elder. So, whatever you got to tell this national order that Yahweh put on you, take your time and bring it on. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And you always hear me say it's a great pleasure to be among those people, many people, that want to hear the words of Yahweh. And that's always a good thing. Because we know each and every one of us came to hear things in the Bible that most of us can hear, but some listening, they never understand. And that's what this ministry is all about, Yahweh's ministry, making the misunderstanding very possible. Most of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching of Yahweh that some looking can never find, because we call them the misinformed. They can do none of these things. This is why the word of Yahweh makes this and everything else possible, which is taught. And actually, that's for the righteous. And mostly, what you see is the teachers, the deacons, pastors, preachers that teach the word, and teaching sometimes confusion, or not correctly, teaching their own way. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. Don't try to beat them up with verses. Break it down, as we've been told before. Meet them at the level where they are at, and bring them up where they should be, knowing what the precepts are. We're given the knowledge to know. We have many people that camouflage confusion. What's right, they camouflage their confusion or evil teachings. An overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as weapons against us that know, verbal weapons. This is why we're here, to help guide you through all these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumps of gums in Christianity. Welcome and thanking you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, which comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And most of the time, you hear the preachers always say, how can you guys get this much out of this one book? I've been doing this for 40 years. Well, as we're taught, it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahweh. We even speak of your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. This is where we get all this stuff where the questions are asked. Because you found now what you're looking for in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class, Top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We even have a website address. To use this on any search line, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offers. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking that, you'll still see choices. Still choose to tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Matter of fact, on this note, a man of wisdom asked me once before. He says, Elder, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms means? I said, yes. Well, that same man gave me a verse. So let me give you a verse to go along with what you already know. He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Where he says, there can be no good to come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him or her that giveth no alms. Well, that made quite a bit of sense to me, because generally most of us, we have seen this happen in the temple and other places of righteousness. You have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. As I said before, this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live, and also for building a school, which I can see on a daily basis is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Check that calendar while there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, you'll find the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click that red live button, and this will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, we also have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. Now, we even have a few numbers you can call. The first is our live conference number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 Atlanta camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But so in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. Many reminders I have given. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this year, before broadcast or afterwards, via email, phone, or text. As you know, he's generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos on a daily basis. And now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our today's program, You can always catch that entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, just enter three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after clicking, look for Voices of the Truth Lights, Tribe of Yada, and choose the program that you're late logged into or any previous day that you would like to listen. So we can start to listen to our program and start to learn these words of Yakwa. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
All right, yo, hallelujah. Well, I think we had a great head start already, you know, because of the spirit that Mother E had on coming on the broadcast, so that was all good. So I just want to touch on a little bit more of that, then we're going to get on the topic. Because one thing about it, these feast days are very important, and it's very important because, see, you know, you look at the feast one way, but the Bible look at it another way. About letting the children of Israel, the Israelites, understand one thing. Yahweh will reach and grab you the second time. But it's some things that you must be prepared the second time. You got second time coming. We read it already by the seer Isaiah. So we want to come back and show you what kind of spirit you got to examine yourself that you must be in if you won't be in that number. You know that old, they sang that song, oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. But they just leave out who the saints is, and then I want to be in that number by just being in a number. No, it don't work like that. So, Mother E, let's come on back again, and we'll get a little bit more on this, then we'll get on the topic. I want to get a little bit more of that spirit that the mothers have automatically in camp one. So now, in Matthew 23, Mother E, can you tell me what verse 12 and 13 say? Matthew 23, verse 12 and 13. What's that say there, Mother E?
Okay. Matthew 23, 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 12 and verse 13. Verse 12 reads, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Verse 13, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shall shut up the kingdom of heaven against man, for you neither go in yourself, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he said, you know, that old puffed up spirit because you have a position. He said, you don't humble yourself and be a base, I'm going to do you some damage. So that's the part when we deal with earlier, showing you about Big Joel, the big general. The big general, he had all the credentials. When the mother of Israel asked him a question, would you hear? He said, yeah, I hear. See that? That's the spirit we're talking about, and that's so important about these feast days, that especially coming out of the two already and not going into this one tomorrow night when the sun set. Very important to understand that good stuff. So we see we got another mother came on to get in on this coming on stage. And we'll bring Mother D of Israel in and bring her on stage for the ninth episode, take number 190. So when you meet Mother D of Israel, Tribe of Yakda, another one of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D of Israel, Yakwa be there, see right.
Yakwa bless you, seer Israel of the Royal.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. All right. So now, Mother D.F. Israel, we want to get a couple more verses in, and then we'll get to the topic and bring that young line back in on the topic of what we are. But we have to make sure we're clear on this. So important about these feast days, I feel like I say again, I repeat, I know we'll eat them up and drink them up, white garments, fringes, and all that stuff. But something we must know in the 18th chapter, Mother D.F. Israel, Matthew chapter 18, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you say we can read? And we'll get one more, then we'll get to the topic. Matthew chapter 18, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you say there, Mother D.F. Israel? Come on.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. At the same time came the disciples, followers unto Yahuwah the Son, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse 2. And Yahuwah the Son called a little child unto him and fed him in the midst of them. Verse 3. And said, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
The same is greater in the kingdom. So to get to the kingdom of heaven, Mother, to be according to 11 verse 11, we're not reading, we're read already. So the only way you'll get to the kingdom of heaven, according to that verse, what word stands out if you were sitting down with those that want to know the truth of the matter, what would you tell them according to that verse if they plan on to be in the kingdom of heaven? What would you tell them, Mother, according to that verse?
Humble yourself.
Excellent. And there you go right there. So if you got that spirit and you cannot do that, in no wise you get into the kingdom. You don't humble yourself, in no wise you get to the kingdom. So be clear about that. If you come in with the spirit of humbling yourself, then you got a shot to make it to the kingdom. Let's get one more on that. And now let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 11 and 13 and 14. And that's the important part about these speaks, especially the last speaks. And we're going to get into that shortly and show you what this man is saying pertaining to the last speaks. Now, Mother D. of Israel, in the 18th chapter of Luke, verse 9 through 11 and 13 and 14. Listen to us. And you will hear what the Almighty got to say. So listen real good. Luke chapter 18, 9 through 11, 13 and 14, Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 11, and verse 13 and 14, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. Verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahuwah, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortionate, unjust, adulterous, or even as this publican. Verse 13. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smoke upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted.
Yeah. Hey,
Mother D.
Israel, what you get out of that, Mother D. Israel?
You got to humble yourself. Come before
y'all. Hallelujah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't be obeyed, and that's what is so important about what we're setting up with the 12, to be in position when the floodgates break all over the known world, is to be prepared to, conceptualize the kind of strength you have to begin, not because you got talent, but your talent can get you in the door, but your right spirit will keep you there. Because I've been around people that got some of the great minds still, but they ride to the core on the inside. They can be smarter than will. But they spirit is right to the core. And they'll make you miserable. Because they high mind. Because they examined by able to eat. So all that's why it's so important to understand about the feast. He already knew the end from the beginning, according to 46, 9 through 11. And that's why we read in last night lesson, back to Brother Titus, in the 7th chapter. Go ahead, 7th chapter, and get a little shot at that, Brother Titus. So,
yes, sir.
In St. John, chapter 7, now we can go on, get on down the road. So, what we try to tell you, we must come together according to the Bible. And our spirit's got to be right, regardless what our position is. Our spirit got to be right for Yahweh to intervene. The only way you will know is your spirit right. You got to check your spirit according to Yahweh's word. What it says in verse number 7, and St. John 7, verse 7. What did say a young lion? What do St. John 7, verse 7 say?
Righteous beloved John, chapter 7, verse 7 reads, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the world is not going to hate you. See, the world is not going to hate you. But he's going to hate those that testify only against it, you know. So when you is showing what this Bible says, and everything we're doing is contrary to this Bible, oh, no, you're not going to get the proper looks, and you're not going to get the proper phone calls anymore neither, because the world is not going to like you. So now what did Yahweh do, and what was he going anyway? Back at the verse 2. What was Yahweh, what was he doing in verse 2? 7 verse 2. What was he doing? Doing all that great big talking. What is he doing, and where is he going in verse 2?
John chapter 7 verse 2 reads, now Yahdah, Judah, feast of tabernacles, was at hand.
So you see what he was doing? He was heading to the Feast of Tabernacles. That's what he was heading to. Now let's see what he was heading to do there. Although we know he was going to eat them up and drink them up, they called him a wine devil. But what was he going to do there in 7, verse number 15?
Look at John chapter 7, verse 15 reads, And Yada Marvel said, how knoweth this man letter, having never learned?
No, he didn't learn from the ones that was of the world. No, he didn't learn. His father taught him. So what are you on in verse 14? What are you working with in verse 14?
John chapter 7, verse 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Yahweh the Son went up into the temple and talked.
You see that? So at the midst of the feast of tabernacle, Yahweh went up and talked. And what did he say? You know he's going to quote scripture. So what did he say in 14, verse 19 of Zechariah? What did he say? Now he started teaching. Now, and what did he say? Because everything he says, you're going to be able to read it. So in Zechariah 14, 19, what did Yahweh the Son, who was he quoting, and what did he say?
Zechariah is here, chapter 14, verse 19 reads, this should be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
He says, if you do not rehearse the Judges 5:11 and pay the feast of tabernacles no mind, he said, I'm going to hurt you. He said, it will be a punishment. I don't care how much Yahweh you know, how much you hold it in thou, whatever. According to the seer, if you do not come up and keep the feast of tabernacles, I'm going to punish you. Did we read that now? Is that what we read now? According to verse 19?
Yes, sir.
We'll read it again.
Yes, sir.
Well, read that again now, young man. Read that again.
Zechariah 2, chapter 14, verse 19. This should be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
This going to be a what? This going to be a what again?
A punishment.
Oh. So they's a death fever. Understand that. So you think Yahweh put these feasts together just to have you eat them up and drink them up, huh? No. It's a reminder of something. And if you is traveling up to see the final feast of tabernacle, because at that feast, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat in Matthew there. I make that Luke. I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat because, see, at that feast, a tabernacle there, young lion.
Yes, sir.
You'll find out something along the way to find out something. So you never know. That piece, he made a profound statement in 22, verse 17 and 18. He made a profound statement in Luke 22, 17, make it down to verse 19. This is what he says in Luke 22, 17 and 19. This is real good. Young lion, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 17 to 19. Luke chapter 22, verse 17. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Verse 18, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. Verse 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Ain't that something? You see it? I'm not the next time I drink, and I drink them up with you and bread, eat them up with you, you will be in the kingdom. And guess what feast he's talking about? The feast. Because you know what? It's already my vow to my father. But I tell you one thing. Probably I'll see you in the tabernacle, and then we're going to eat and drink again. So that's how important, so important about the tabernacle. Sure, you're not going to hear it on the network. No. Why can't I tell you that? Because then you would know the plan. And then you know, don't pay them, no, never mind, because they ain't on nothing. You read what exactly what they're going to do. When it's all said and done, at that Feast of Tabernacles, that's what he was doing. He was doing a Judges 5:11. He was rehearsing the righteous act. To tell you about the world going to hate you when you doing the tabernacles, wearing your fringes and all that, eating and drinking and organizing and pointing toward what it's going to be about. So expect that to happen. He's all that part, but he tell you plainly of, hey, Mother E, tell you plainly in 1633 of St. John, what he say? Hey, Mother E, what he say in St. John 1633 behind that?
Are we off well?
Mother E.
Okay.
What it says in St. John 16:33 behind that, Mother E?
St. John, chapter 16.
Pick it up, Mother D, up Israel.
Verse 33.
Okay.
St. John, chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
So he tell you to do? He tell you be of good cheer. He said, look here. You got to be of good cheer. You got to be going about your business, doing what you can read in this Bible, and be of good cheer. You'll be hit on every side. As Yahweh was going to that final feast called the tabernacle. And he made a final statement, Mother D of Israel, he made a final statement in St. John 7, verse 37 and 38. He said something like that. Now he said something. So now he at that great big old feast. Now he got on the microphone. And now he talking some good talk. Look what he says in 7, 37, 38. Mother D. F. Israel. What he say in St. John 7, 37 and 38? Come on.
St. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. Verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yahweh the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38. He that believe on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Ain't that something? So you see what you're doing? And don't worry. All I got to do is watch the example of what he did and just follow. You know, just follow what he did. So when that tabernacle starts, in the midst of it, those still are going to, you know, do exactly what he did. Because I want mine. See, I want mine. Because I'm reading what he's saying. Hey, what he did. He said, look at your thirst. Your thirst is for this word. Understand the game plan of salvation in Yahweh. And we found out earlier, you got to have the right spirit. I don't care how much words you got. Now, if your spirit ain't right, he ain't getting in. So you got to check your spirit at the wherever you check it somewhere out there in the street somewhere.
At the devil.
Go ahead. Who said that? Hallelujah. So we're trying to show you what we have to be in position, the 12. Although we're heading to camp 2, but we got to get camp 1 to make sure they're clear to understand that you have to be on one mind, one accord, and understand that the spirits have to be checked at the entrance of the temple, because it ain't going to work regardless if you're keeping the feast or whatever. If your spirit ain't right, you're just wasting your time. And so far, we got that already. you got that spirit, or we talked about it earlier at the beginning of the program, like Mother Eve and all the mothers that in Camp 1, they got the same spirit every time. And if you pay attention, just like Big Joel did, the mother of Israel asked the question. He said, Big Joel, we know you got all of the paperwork, you're a big dignitary, and you're the host of the Israelites, the 12 tribes. But would you listen to me? He said, yeah, I hear. That's what we're talking about. That's the spirit you got to have. And that's the spirit Yahweh going to work with in the kingdom. So while we're doing rehearsing the rites of that, now that's enough of that. Let's get to the rites of that. Let's run to the big of chapter 23 there, young lion. Now it's going to get on. Let's go and get to it. Leviticus 23. Now let's get. Now we're going to lay enough foundation. We're going to put a lot of dramatics in it, but that's the way it goes. Now, so we all made it to. Now we're going to finish off the more blowing trumpet. We made it through that. We made it through the fast. We got that out the way. We done all that good stuff. And that's a blessing. Because if you make it tabernacle, that means that your spirit is right. So you find out one thing. You can't get to that. If you got puffed up spirit, you can't even get there. He going to cut you off. He'll cut you off because your spirit ain't right. So you got to get your spirit right to even make it here. So the 23rd chapter, we learned something on the way of learning something. Let's pick it up at verse number 33. Now we're in Leviticus 23, verse 33. What did it say?
In the book of Leviticus of the heavenly tablets. Chapter 23, verse 33 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 34.
So Yahweh talking to Moses. So Yahweh is talking to Moses. And that's so there it is right there. Let's see what Yahweh tell Moses in 34.
Leviticus 23, verse 34. Speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites, saying, the 15th day of this 7 months, should be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahweh.
So now, David, right there. Now, let me tell Moses, tell the whole 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7 months, on the 14th at evening, it is the Feast of Tabernacles, that last feast, he said, and it is for 7 days. It's for 7 days. Good, hear that? The feast is for 7 days. Moses tell the children of Israel, it's for 7 days. You got to find out what you're talking about. Verse 35.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 35. On the first day should be a righteous gathering. You should do no servile work therein.
That means no work for hire. But when it comes down to temple business, we'll be all in it and grandstand. No work for hire. That means you got to tell the boss, you know, set your schedule prepared in advance for the boss and whatever. So you prepared to understand you got to do Yahweh's business, but you got to just can't have an afterthought. You have to make sure you set it up according to Yahweh's Bible. You got to get your life up according to the Bible, not according to the world. Now, so on that first day, you have a right to the gathering. And remember, Yahweh the Son came. Although he was troubled on every side, but he taught and showed you what to look forward to before he got to eating and drinking. And what did he say in 36?
Look at chapter 23, verse 36. 7 days should you offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the eighth day should be a righteous gathering unto you. You shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is the solemn assembly. And you should do no servile work therein.
Now you say you make an offering from 7 days. Now we're going to precept that again, Mother Eve, and to 50, verse number 5, and find out what you're talking about, backed up with Mother D of Israel, and Romans 12, verse 1. What are you talking about? You make an offering made by fire. What are you talking about? We don't get all of it. Just get enough to make sure we're clear about what he's talking about for 7 days. And Psalm 50, verse 5 there, Mother E.
Okay.
Backed up with Mother D of Israel and Romans 12, 1. back to back. Come on.
Book of Psalms, chapter 50.
Yeah, verse 5.
Let me get that. The book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Now, so the saints is the children of Israel. He's a gathering together, but the ones that have made a sacrifice. That have made a sacrifice to me. You know, the one, he said, that made a covenant. See, a covenant is a sacrifice. So what are you talking about, Mother, in 12, verse 1 of Romans? So how we make a sacrifice there, Mother, that we can read? 12, 1.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
So you got a couple of brothers come to class and say, well, you know, my mind was in the class. No, your mind can be where you want your mind at, but Yahweh can put your body there. See, look at it. Your body got to make the move, not your mind. You know, your mind gonna follow the body. And the body gonna follow the mind. So your mind gonna be like everybody else bumping shoulders according to thus says Yahweh. Is to make your body a living sacrifice. That's how you keep the covenant of Yahweh. Your body got to be the living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Because he's setting the precedent for some to come, and once they see what they need to see, then Yahweh gonna show you the next moves. Now, come on back, Brother Titus, and verse number 37.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 37. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gatherings, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offering, everything upon his day.
On his day. So you got to do it according to what the book is telling you to do. What's the next verse say? Now, 38. Now we have made our bodies a living sacrifice. Okay, good. What does it say in verse 38?
Verse 38 reads, besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, and besides your gift, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offers, which you give unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And when is all that in verse 39? When is all this good stuff that we can read is going on in verse 39?
Verse 39 reads, also in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have the gathering in the fruit of the land, ye should keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day should be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day should be a Sabbath.
Is it? On the first day it'd be a seventh, and on the eighth day it'd be a seventh, but all in between, something else going on in between. And that's what we're going to be discussing, that in between. We know the first day is a Sabbath. We know the last day is a Sabbath, high Sabbath day. But all that in between stuff, you know, what's going on all that in between? What's going on between the in between days? You know, what we do, just go, we can go south? Let's find out what we do. All on all them in between days. Verse 40.
Verse 40. And you should take you on the first day the broths of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the brook of fig trees, and the willows of the brook. And you should rejoice before Yahweh, your Yahweh, 7 days.
So you see, he says, Now you're going to make what you call temporary shelter. See that thing right here?
Mm-hmm.
So we're showing you the shadow of things. You know, a lot of things we can't do, but a lot of things we will be able to do because Yahweh will open the door once you're in order to understand what he's really saying. See, Yahweh, what he do? He'll put it before you, and he'll ask you a question. Matter of fact, help me out there, Brother Titus, and just put a marker there. Let's run to the book of Jasher, chapter, what I'm on, 4 down to 40, 40 through 47. What verse I want? 24. What I want out of Jasher. I want when he had Eleazar, Ishmael, he had them all with him. And so help those see out. What those see or need out of the book of Jasher to tie into this right here? What do you say?
Okay. Go to my book of Jasher now.
Now, what do you say?
I'm looking for the chapter 9. I'm searching for the chapter 9.
Okay. Let me see that. Now, Moses, if y'all got it, you know, y'all can holler it out. Because right now, I'm just pulling some on the table. So now, we in the book of chapter, but we in it to tie in to what we on. We try to tie some in on what we on. So now, see, remember, all the books go together, but they got to line up. See, a lot of camps, they run away from these books because they can't tie it in. But you got to be able to tie all this stuff in. So, if anybody is ready to tie it in for those fear, but he can't get his hand on his book, but we know it's verse 40, 47. And now, so now, can anybody have to figure out on what we need? Verse 40 to 47. Now, we're going to have to figure out. See, that's the point. That's where he set them pieces up for these things to be laid out. So now,
Hallelujah.
Okay, you got it, young Ryan. You call it out, and mother gonna put some yellow on it and an air on it. This case come up again. What you working with there, young Ryan?
I'm at Joshua chapter 23. You said pick up at verse 40 to 47.
Mm-hmm.
What page?
Yeah, what page? Page 49, right? So our mother, D.F. Israel, page 49, Jasher 23, verse 40 to 47. Let's see what it say. Go ahead.
Okay, Book of Jasher, chapter 23, verses 40 to 47. And Abraham went with Isaac towards the place that Yahweh had told him. Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yahweh had told him of. Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven, and a cloud of greatness upon the mountain. And the greatness of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43. And Abraham said to Isaac, my son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance? That's which I see upon it. Verse 44. And Isaac answered and said unto his father, I see, lo, a pillar of fire in the cloud, and the greatness of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud. Verse 45. And Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Verse 46. And Abraham said to Eleazar and unto Ishmael, his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? Verse 47. And he answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains on the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with them. And Abraham said unto them, abide ye here with the ass, while I and Isaac, my son, will go to yonder mount and worship there before Yahweh, and then return to you.
So he got his right-hand man was Eliezer, and Ishmael, his firstborn son. He said, hey, what y'all see? He said, we don't see nothing. He said, yeah, y'all need to stay on back with that. And that's the same thing about these sick days. See, when you are among the 12 on them in between days is the bonding day where you talk about what we get ready to talk about shortly in a minute, Mother D.F. Israel. It's something we're going to be talking about in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Listen real good. See, when you come together on these feast days, what do you do in between the feast days? Although we'll be on the airways, but something else goes on in between the second day and the seventh day. Something else goes on there. Let's find out what goes on that you got the precept of your Bible to find out what goes on between the second day to the seventh day. What goes on there, Mother D.F. Israel, in whatever we just said, Matthew 5, 13 and 14. What else going on there, Mother?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid.
Now, you ask me, the question is, what do you do between the second day and the seventh day? You just got to do reading. The 12 have to communicate and talk about their position. You are the salt of the world. You cannot be hidden. You on a hill. But he called you a city. Look what he called you. You is the light of the world, and you are a city. Now, that's big talk with them. Now, what do you do between the second day and the seventh day? Let's go to Babylon and Timbuktu. So, if you a city, do you know to run a city, certain things must be in a city? He called you a city. Now, what city you know that is in a city, and on page 90, there, Brother Titus, we're going to page 90 and talk about Black Southern Kingdom Jupiter. You see where it says on page 90 of Babylon Temple 2? And Mother D of Israel, Mother E, make sure you put a little highlight on it and put an arrow on it. Mark up your book a little bit. But peep at this thing real carefully. So let's see what goes on the second day to the seventh day. You know, let's see what's going on in between them days. Let's see what it says about the Black Southern Kingdom of Judah. What does it say we can read? Out of Babylon and Timbuktu.
I read it from Babylon and Timbuktu, page 90. And it reads, the Black Yada Judah, Southern Kingdom, had an advantage over the African tribes. They carried their culture, history, laws, and written records with them. This assured them in the constant percentage of the development of a higher social organization because of the stability of the Black Judah culture. Yada Judah were not absorbed into the autochthonous population. In fact, Yada Judah absorbed some of the native tribes. Yada Judah made use of every opportunity. They were industrious and skillful people. and Yada Judah got the Gohanian state without kings, princes, governors, generals, secretaries, treasurers, revenue agents, judges, architects, engineers, doctors, historians, language interpreters, mathematicians, jewelers, sculptors, masons, carpenters, painters of art, goldsmiths, leather workers, potters, armorers, saddlers, blacksmiths, agricultures, etc. The black is a...
Now you see, now you ask the question, what do you do between 2 and 7? You find out, you know, if we as a city, to make a city work, you must have all these to be found out, well, what is your best hand? What you own? What you own? And now we know if we once was a city, in every city you must have everything you just got through reading. So we got to find out who that in the trail, what role you play or what do you know, because we once was a city. We was called a people, but we was called a city. And in a city, you know, in any city you go to, you got to have carpenters, electricians, electronic men. You got to have all type of, you got to be there for a city. So that's why he told them to come on the tabernacle, make them temporarily shelter, because while you there on the second day to the seventh day, you're going to bump into this person again. Then you're going to say, well, by the way, what role are you going to play about the city? He said, oh, well, you know, I'm a jeweler. I'm an electronic man. I'm a plumber. Oh, yeah? See, that's what you do on the second day to the seventh day. You eat a little meat, you drink them up, and you bond together the 12 before the floodgates. You got to lead by example. So what you're doing, you bonding, and y'all between your 12 is talking about what you bring to the table for the city. So now, so you thought it was just only, no. That's what he was saying. So he set it up in Leviticus 23. Now go back to Leviticus 23. So now you see what goes on between the second day and the seventh day. You got it? Good. Now come on back, Brother Titus. Now we understand what goes on between 2 and 7. Now read verse 40 again. And that's why he told them this and verse 40. Leviticus 23, verse 40. What did he say?
Book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 40. Yeah. You should take you on the first day the broths of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the broths of fig trees, and the willows of the brook, and you should rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, 7 days.
And what you supposed to be doing is rejoicing for 7 days. Now you'll put up your temporary shelter. So now when you come out, you're going to bump into somebody in a tent close by you or at the temple. So then now y'all got to do some communicating. Oh, are you a seamster? Oh, yeah. Oh, so you know how to make clothing? You know how to make fringes and all that? Yeah. That's what a city needs, too. See that? Now, so when we read, Deuteronomy 28:1-2, you're supposed to see what we see. Mother Day of Israel, Deuteronomy 28:1-2.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken, listen diligently unto the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, to observe and to do all his Torah instruction, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will sit you on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you shall hearken, listen unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh.
What does verse 3 say?
Verse 3. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field.
Verse you hear what I'm saying? He said, now, if you listen to me, but now we got to find out who we talking about, because we read in Matthew 5:10-14, you are the light of the world. Now, Moshe of Israel, who's this light of the world that we can read in Isaiah 45:17? So the Bible is not a novel. That's why you've got to make sure you clear that what these feast days and these Sabbath days is really a shadow to be prepared for what to come. Let's find who this world is talking about. It's the light of the world in 45:17, the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 45. Right. Isaiah 45. Isaiah chapter 45,
and Marie,
verse 17.
Hold on a minute. And Mother E, help me on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, waiting on me. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5, waiting on me. Come on. Come on, Mother. Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
Wow. So he just didn't put Israel in there. So, but he knew the world he was talking about was the world of Israel, the Israelites. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. He would talk about Israel, the Israelites. That's the world that he was talking about, the world of Israel. That going to be scattered into all nations, but one day will be drawn out to understanding, and that's why it's so important about these feast days, you know, to understand that this is what you do with the 12 between the 2 and the 7. You rehearse the righteous act about exactly what Yahweh is going to do once we in order. So now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 there, Mother E, what it say in verse 4 and 5, and Mother E of Israel, help me, the first book of Adam and Eve chapter 12, verse 13, chapter 13, verse 14. Let's see where that's coming from. First book of Adam and Eve on page 12. Chapter 13, verse 14, Mother D of Israel had that waiting on me. So what does it say, Mother, we can read in 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5?
Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you of a thief. Verse 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the dark. Darkness.
Yeah. So what do you do between the second day and the fifth day? Seventh day. You rehearsing these things to bond together with the 12 by communicate with one another among the 12 on these days to make sure we clear and make sure you clear on your responsibility of the city to be once we in order. So now, Mother E, who is he talking to? I thought we already clear about it, but you might as well read for the national audience, over 600,000 plus on the international side, at Deuteronomy 1:1, two lines. See, this is what you'll be doing on the second day and through the seventh day. You eat them up and drink them up, but you bonding together on how to bring the city back in place. And that's why Yahweh has put so much open ground before you and ask you, do you see what I see? And you said, no, I don't see it. And that's what you want to know among the 12, what you're used to. And then you'll learn more about a person when it's time to sit there and talk on what their intentions is. Is they about the world or they about this book on putting the city back together up under Yahweh. You see that? So that was the deal between the two and the seven. Besides eat them up and drink them up. You bond together about the city. You got it? Good. So what we read? Deuteronomy 1:1. Give me two lines, mother. Who are we talking to? Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1.
These be the words which Moses speaks unto all Israel.
Ain't that something? So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, Mother E, who is Yahweh talking to in the 28th chapter and the whole book of Deuteronomy? Who is Yahweh talking to by Moses? To all Israel. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Who he talking to is all Israel, all 12 tribes. And that's what we have to rehearse the righteous act. It ain't got nothing to do with Christian, Islam, Judaism. Everybody got their role to play. But when Yahweh was talking, he was talking to all Israel. Let's give a second one. It's going to 31 verse 1, mother. Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. See, this is what you do between the second day and the seventh day. This is what you be doing. So now, go to Deuteronomy 31, mother.
Okay.
31. And pick up verse 1.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 1, reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses went and speak these words unto all Israel.
So Moses spake these words to all Israel. So you see that? So now that's how you paint the picture. Moses spake these words to all Israel. Get down to verse 30.
Verse 30. Okay. And Moses speak in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended.
Hallelujah. What do we do on the second day to the seventh day? Now you see what you're doing. You're reminding the bond with the 12 because you got to be off the milk. You got to be meat, and all the way you're going to be meat, you got to be rehearsing, and that's why you set tabernacle for you to always to be on tabernacle for them 8 days, bumping into each other, and now you eat them up, drink them up, and you communicate about the city, about what part you're going to play and what you own. And you might say, well, you know, I'm a carpenter. Oh, yeah. And you might say, well, I'm a singer. Oh, you are? Well, I'm a cook. You a cook? Oh, my goodness. See that? So now you got your dollar book out. You're getting the numbers together. You ain't got to worry about that old piece of bone. You got your book out, and you writing about what you own and what they own. Because we read in 4 verse 9, you are your brother and sister keeper. And that's why he set up that tabernacle for you to be your brother and sister keeper. So now you prepare yourself to build a city. And we'll talk a little about Now, you the light of the world. But it was talked about, it told Adam this where in the beginning when Adam days about these people. And what he said to that mother see of Israel on first book of Adam and Eve on page 12, chapter 13, verse 14. Let's see, did Adam know anything about this? What did he say?
The first book of Adam and Eve, he said page 12, verses 13 and 14, it reads.
Chapter 13, 1, verse 14.
Okay.
Read one verse.
Verse 14. For I made you of the light, and I will to bring out children of light from you and light unto you.
You see that? And so he said, I'm going to bring the children of light. It will be like unto you. So now you know what you look like, children of Israel. Now you know what Adam looked like. You see that? So now, you see, now you know you came out of Adam. So what you look like, same day Adam looked like, because he told Adam, in the beginning, I'm going to bring children of light just like you. So you look at yourself, say, wait a minute. Well, I'm what you call, you know, got this little color they signify on. Well, guess what? They might as well signify on Adam and Yahweh the Son, too, and Yahweh the Father. You see? Now, you see what he's trying to tell you. You see, you know, all the jokes they make, you know, the book was put the finger on, I'm going to bring out some children just like you, and they're going to be children of light. And we found the children of light is the children of Israel, the Israelites. And now you know what you look like. So now you know what your father looked like, Adam looked like. So if they come show you somebody else, wait a minute, that ain't. I don't look like that. Well, what you mean you look like that? Because I can read 13 chapter verse 14 one more time, Mother D of Israel, and read it plain. Don't be fumbling around over there now. 13 verse 14 say what?
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 13, verse 14. For I made you of the light, and I will to bring out children of light from you and light unto you.
Hey, that's something. You hear the man that's saying? That was the Almighty telling Adam. That the children of the light gonna look just like they gonna look just like you. So then you look at yourself in the mirror. So you mean I look like that? Yes, see, right? See, you been said that's what's so important between the second day and the seventh day. That is to do what you be doing is rehearsing the righteous act between the second day and the seventh day with the 12. You see? You got it? Good. All right. Let's go back, Titus. So now we clear
yes,
about
sir.
That. Now, what it say in verse 41? So now we got all that good stuff out. See, you see how you get some on the way of getting some? Verse 41. But time ran out so fast. Verse 41.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 41. And ye should keep it and feast unto Yahweh 7 days in a year. It should be a statue forever. In your generation, you should celebrate it in the 7 months.
You see that? He said you're supposed to keep this. It's a statue for how long, that young man?
Forever in your generation.
Excellent, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, we hear you over there. Excellent. See, Mother Z, she watching everything. She got you. So the bottom line is, that's just bottom line. This is forever. And you know you're living in the forever. So you see what this bonding on the second day and the seventh day is about? Is the bonding of the children of Israel to know the plan of your mighty one And that's why he set up those days between the second day of the feast and the seventh day that you were temporarily sheltered. And you know that's like me at the temple in all six locations. Eat them up, drink them up, and you just talk about building the city and what part that you play in the city. You don't get off in no cat talking. It's all about what Yahweh got written. See? So that's what you do between the second day and the seventh day. You got it? So that's why he set it up. Because he know what he's doing. Because you're going to find out that what we read on page 90, that you have all them people in your midst. And you got your dollar black book out. You're writing down, oh, this person about this, this person about this, this part going to be, oh, I'm a great cook. I'm a this, that, and up. Okay. Talk about being the cook. Guess what he got written, Mother Z, in 417, Aronis. See, whatever you talk about among yourself, among the 12, look what Yahweh got written in 417 of the book of Romans. What he got written that we can read there, Mother? Romans 417. Mother E.
Romans 417. Okay.
Yeah, what he got written in 417?
Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
You see that? So as we sit there watching all the land everywhere, and somebody gonna call it as though they are, but you will find out who don't see nothing. And some gonna say, I see it. He said, as long as you communicate about it, you call it as though it's not, as though it is. And that's why he asked Eliezer and Ishmael. He said, what do y'all see out there? He said, we don't see nothing. He said, y'all just stay back with the ass. Now, you might be communicating with one of the 12. He said, what you see? All that open land you see. I don't see nothing. Okay. But do you see anything ever being there on building the city? Because we the city. Israel is the light. Well, no, I don't see that. Then we already read that you're going to have gold, silver, wood, and earth. So if they're not able to be persuaded to see nothing, then you have it in your book and says, this person is just playing feast days, Sabbath days, fringes and wings, but they mind somewhere else. They ain't on this thing. So you don't be able to hide all this. See, you can't hide. You can hide a couple of hours, maybe once a week. But when you do the long thing, you ain't gonna be able to hide all your beliefs. It's gonna come out. And that's why Yahweh told him to be intense. Because he knew Yahweh was gonna have somebody just walk past the tent. And you would hear murmuring, complaining, and backbiting going on. So, see, be my person long enough. You find what you're on. Now, I couldn't get no hallelujah Yahweh, no none of the most behind that. Mosey, I can't
hallelujah,
get no hallelujah Yahweh behind that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you around long enough, you will find out. Sometimes you might feel, ooh, I still have to be with that person. But you hear all that person, that find that person, when they open their mouth and talk their talk, say, God, dog, my. I can never judge according to appearance. Meaning one thing, if you're around a person long enough, you will figure out, it'll come to you plainly. No, it ain't right. You know, just like, I remember a statement one of the mothers made, back in the day, but we talk about it another time. So you be around long enough, you find out what they own. And that's what that piece is all about. The second day to the seventh day, see what you're working with. Now, come on back again, by Titus. Now we're back in Leviticus 23. Now you see that forever. Or do this forever. in your body, you're supposed to do it. Verse 42.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 42. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths.
Ain't that something? If you know you Israel or Israelite, he said, that's what you both do. You he said, this is a requirement of you to do this thing. See? So you know what you're supposed to do. And I'm going to tell you up front. When Mother read 417, just close your eyes and watch this time next year and the next year and watch what you see. You open your eyes back up. We can tell you what's going to happen. But if you don't have a vision to see, they talk about it in Proverbs, people that don't have no vision, Israel, Israelite, you're going to perish. You don't see nothing. Okay. But he said, first thing you do, you organize. You got to know who is the foxhole with you. What does it say in verse number 43?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43. That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites, to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of bondage. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So you see that? So this is a reminder of where you came from and what you got to do, that I brought the children of the book out of bondage. And right now we're back in bondage now, but you want to know how to get out of it? He said, yes. When the 12 organized, one camp at a time. Now who this message for? Let's see what this message for the whole world. See, now, then you got preachers are bringing, that's the whole world message. No. Let's see what the Bible says in verse 44.
Leviticus 23, verse 44. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelites, the feast of Yahweh.
So these feasts ain't got nothing to do with the six anointed camps. These is the feast of who?
Yahweh. Of Yahweh.
That's one of the greatest mysteries. Ain't got nothing to do with it. We just got the facilities, all six locations. You call for details, 224-600-5579. And where you close to, we'll give you the information how to get in contact and be at that number. Because this is a requirement from Yahweh. You do it forever. This is how you get in the kingdom. Your spirit got to be right. In the early part of the tape, it told you, if your spirit ain't right, regardless how much you Yahweh and wearing fringes and everything else, he will say, you're not getting in. So you got to have the right spirit, too. You got to humble yourself. Like Big Joab did, the Big General did. When the mother said, hey, Big Joab, the Big General over all Israel, 12 tribes, he said, would you hear me? He said, yeah, I hear you. You know? That's the spirit you got to have. If you ain't got that spirit, the man going to burn you in the fire. That's it. So now, these are the words told to Israel. Now, let's run to Luke chapter 14 there, young lion. We're on Luke chapter 14, figure verse 16. Now listen to it. We're in Luke 14, verse 16. Let's read a little bit. Let's read one verse at a time, see what we're working with. Luke chapter 14, verse 16.
The book of Luke chapter 14, verse 16 reads, then say he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade me.
So now, well, let me get one verse at a time, that's good talk. So he's talking about a man made a great supper. So it was a great supper that was made in Luke 14, 16. A great supper was made. Okay, so it was a great supper was made. A man made a great supper. Okay, that sounds pretty good. What did the next verse say?
Verse 17. And since his servant at supper time, to say to them that were big, come, all things are now ready.
He said, he told his servants, he said, the temple is
verse 18. And they all with one consent, again, to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray you, have me excused.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He made a great supper. And then what happened again? He said it's ready. It's now it's ready. And what happened again in verse 18?
Luke chapter 14, verse 18. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray you, have me excused.
Hey, that you hear what they said? Excuse.
Yes,
oh, I forgot to get my days off. Oh man, some came up. They made what kind of word they made? Hey, mothers, what kind of word they use? What's the big word they use during verse 18? One of the most. Give me one
excuse.
They made excuse.
That's what we read.
What does it say in verse 19?
Luke chapter 14, verse 19. And another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you, have me excused.
Is you hearing that? You mean the great supper was made. You mean they didn't get this business out the way they made what, mothers? What they make, mothers?
Excuse.
Mm-hmm. You reading that, huh? Oh.
Yep.
You mean that's in the Bible? Yes, Eroyah. Verse 20.
And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
And he said, you hear what the man is saying? Hey, mother, y'all hear what the man is saying? The people are saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go through a wedding. I can't make it because I got to go to a wedding. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What
happened 21?
Verse 21. Luke chapter 14, verse 21. So that servant came and showed his Yahweh these things. Then the master of the temple being angry and said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in thither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Verse 22. And the servant said, Yahweh, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room.
He said, the olive branch is still open, and there is room. 6 locations. Olive branches open. Go ahead.
Verse 22. And Yahweh said unto the servant, go out to the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my temple may be filled.
He said, go out there and compel them to come in. He said, compel them to come in. He won't tell you why. He always sent runners to tell you what the man's saying. Compel them to come in. Compel them, a Mother E, and a Romans 12:1. Hey, Mother E, compel them and Romans 12:1. What did it say?
Okay. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your body a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
Well, you know what? Well, my mind will be there. That ain't going to cut it. Hey, cut it. My mind going to be there. No, your mind, that ain't what's going on in the Bible. That's going on in the world. Yo, what got to be there, mother? What got to be there?
Your body.
Hallelujah. Well, your body got to be there. That's when you getting the blessing of Yahweh, when your body is there. See that? So now you have to be off the milk and on the meat when they say, well, you know, I couldn't make it and such a thing come up. But you got to let them know, hey, the next verse is coming up. Then you both say, well, okay, well, if you got a minute, read verse 24. What did it say there, young man? So then when they get through bumping the guard, you just drop it on 24. They just tell them bottom line what 24 say.
Luke chapter 14, verse 24. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bid should take of my supper.
Hey, that's not. He said, if you don't do this, you would not. You remember he said earlier, we read in the book of Luke, I'm not going to drink with you until we're in the kingdom. I'm not going to eat them up and drink them up with you no more. That's the stuff that he's talking about. If you ain't got this right, you in no wise is getting in. He just said it right there. You're not going to taste my supper. We read in early the book of Luke, and he said, I'm not drinking the vine and the... I'm not eating them up with you and drinking them up with you anymore until we get into the place we got to be in. And that's what we're rehearsing right now. You got to make the sacrifice now. You don't know when the man going to Mother D of Israel put a 7 verse 6 on you in St. John. You got to step out now. St. John 7, 6 says what?
Praise God. Chapter 7, verse 6. St. John chapter 7, verse 6. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
You see that? The man said, you know, your time. Your time is up. You mean you gonna look at your yesterday? No. He gotta find you doing when he shut you down. See, you can't just. I'm telling you, and that's what the you said. Well, what's going on? That was WCC said. What the United Council of Churches? What you be doing between 2 and 7? Now you know what you be doing. The 12 be bonding together. And make sure they're on the same page, getting off of the milk and getting that meat together to help those that got asked these questions about what's going on. Now, Mother Dear of Israel, go to Matthew 25. And pick up verse 10. Matthew 25, verse 10. He said, now, the bridegroom, he got very upset with you. Very upset. Is that they're not gonna taste my? He said they're not gonna taste myself. Huh? Is that what he say? Now in Matthew 25, pick up verse 10. Let's read a little bit.
Matthew, chapter 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut.
The bridegroom came. And the door was shut on you. You see? And you know what was said in the door? Titus, give me the 7th chapter. and pick up verse 21, Matthew. He said the bridegroom came to where? To settle. But then you thought you were going to walk up in there. He said, no. He said, the door with you. So now you know what to do between 2 and 7. You got to rehearse that right to that between the second day and the seventh day. You rehearsing that right to that. Matthew 7:21-23. Brother Titus, what did it say?
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 reads, "Not everyone that said unto me, Yahweh, Yahweh, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he or she that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Yahweh, Yahweh, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works?" Verse 23, "Then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work sin."
Okay. And
verse
23. Hey, mother, y'all hear what he's saying? Y'all hear what he's saying?
Hallelujah.
You left the best on. You left the best on bump their gum. They can bump their gum. But when they come up with the mail, show them what the Bible's saying. Huh? You hear what it says? They made excuses. Well, you know, I forgot to get off of my job. I got to go to a wedding. I promised you to be at a wedding. I promised this. I promised that. He said, well, none of them people get to my temple. You see the man is saying?
Yes, sir.
Israel. Come on back to the 25th chapter. Let's read verse 11 down to verse 13. You see, listen, just what you do between the second day and the seventh day. So what do we do between the WCC? What are we doing between all them days in between? Now you see what you be doing. You rehearsing the righteous act. You're looking at all that open land. You know, if we are cities, that means we have to have in the city certain people to make a city wrong. So we got our dollar book out, and we discussed it. Oh, I didn't know you do that. Oh, and you can bake them big bitches too, yeah. Well, now you're making a note of everything we read over there that the children of Israel, God Judah, had on page 90 in the book of Timbuktu to Babylon. You see? So that's what you're doing between 2 and 7. Because whatever spirit a person got on them, if you be around long enough, you're going to find out if they gold, silver, wood, or just earth.
Mm-hmm.
You said, nah. We got somebody that's playing like they all good, but they ain't all good. Mm-hmm. And you're going to know that yourself. But the seer already knows in advance by the page of the book. But it's for you to know 12. Who's who?
That's
got
right.
It? Great. What is Mother 25:11 down to verse 13?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 11 to 13, verse 11. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open to us. Verse 12. But he answered and said, truly I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
But the last day, you want Yahweh to say to you, Knock, let me in. The last day, you want Yahweh to not say to you is what, mother, according to what you just got to read.
I know you're not.
Hey, that's... You hear what the man is saying?
Yahweh?
The man will tell you, I don't know you. I told you what I'm looking for you to be about. It's not because you know my name. I'm looking for you to be an example And then on the meat, when I release the milk to you, you able to let them bump their garden and show them, well, it's up to you to do Yahweh's will, because the only way you'll get in the kingdom, not because you were in prison, or you can quote the Greek English. No, you got to be doing the will of Mother Eden. Psalm 40 verse 8. You got to be doing the 40 verse 8. He said, if you ain't doing the will of what Mother D. of Israel read in 40, Brother Titus read in 40, verse number of whatever he read, 7, 21, 22. He said, you got to be doing his will. And what is will of Mother that we can read? Hey, Mother E, what's his will in 40 verse 8 of Psalms?
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, thy law is within my mind.
So, Mother E, what is Yahweh's will?
A total instruction.
It's law. That's his will. So he said, so you might be doing the will, and your mind can't do the will. Your body got to do the will. And you got to have the right spirit. It's more than just having your body there. Because when you're around somebody 7 or 8 days straight, you will find out a whole lot about them. You will say, nah. You find a lot about them. You find some good, bad, and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he said, piss out there and bump shoulders. And when you come out the tent, you see somebody, and you communicate and find out what they own, what you own, and see what part are you on building the city. All the trades you got. Oh, okay. Remember, you have a city, and he called you Israel, the Israelites, the city. We read in Matthew 5, 13 and 14, you call the city. So in the city, you got to have all these components to make a city run. And once upon a time ago, you was the city for the world. You see that? But why you ain't got the history? You was the city for the world. Everybody came by and, what you mean, WCC? Now, what if we can read that at? Well, he pulled a rabbit out of the hat there. You don't lie there. We're going to pause and bring our elders and Mother Z. So, you see, you are the city. Now, the WCC, 500 million members, said, what can we read that at? Well, let's go to EZRA and see if we can read that. Just want to see if we can read that, young line. See, you know, when they pop the gums, you know, don't try to win the bump the gum contest. Just when you find out that in EZRA, young line, we go on in the fourth chapter of EZRA and see can we read that there's any history on you being the city. Let's go in the fourth chapter. Look at verse number 11. Just to get warmed up. EZRA chapter 4, verse 11.
All right, the book of Ezra. Let's see it. Chapter 4, verse 11. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even to Artaxerxes, the king, your servant, the man on this side, the river. And at such a time. Verse 12. Mm-hmm.
Now watch it in verse 12 now. Now watch it in verse 12. Here we go.
Verse 12. Be it known unto the king that Yajah Judah, which come up from to us, are come. And say Yajah Judah, building the rebellion in the bad city, and has set up the walls thereof. And join the foundation.
What? Building and what? Building the what? The rebellious and what? What they call you outside Judah?
And the bad city.
A bad city. You see that? You see the welcome? I told you you was once a city. The city is talking about you. So when you send around the crowd bumping shoulders, you show them that Judah once had, and we was a bad city compared to the world. I mean, we was a good city, but compared to them, we was a bad city. Because we weren't giving them our covered house, they was giving us their covered house. That would make us bad. See? But we ain't got this history. We thought we always ain't been nothing. But no, you ain't, because you sit in the wrong ministry.
Yeah.
Down to verse 18.
Ezra chapter 4, verse 18. And the letter which we sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
Go ahead. 19 and 20.
Verse 19 and verse 20. And I commanded a search that had been made, and it is found that this city of old time had made insurrection against kings, and that rebellion and sedition had been made therein. Verse 20. There have been mighty kings also over Yada Judah, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river, and tall tribute and custom were paid unto them.
Ain't that something? You mean y'all don't get happy behind that? You hear
what the man is saying?
He's saying, listen, the city he's talking about is Judah. So Judah will be meeting between 2 and 7 days and rehearse the righteous act. Once upon a time ago, we was a city, and everybody came and bought us a couple of dollars.
Hallelujah.
The conversation between the 2 and 7. All nations came and bought you a couple of dollars. That's the righteous act you rehearsed. You supposed to be out looking the land and see how to put the city back together. He going to want you in order. The land is before you. I got to put a rap out there. Give me 40 verse number 4 there. But I don't got happy already. You see, you hear what the man is saying. The man, this is what you do between 2 and 7. You don't make no excuses. This is what you're going to see. Who's going to be in the foxhole with you, or who's going to make excuses? Then you will know out of your black book, oh, this one right here, although this one of the 12, this is an excuse maker. He said, you're not going to get none of my stuff. Not being an excuse maker. Whatever the thing is, because you got all year to prepare for what Yahweh got on the table. If you don't do it, that's up to you. That's what you're going to tell them. Mm-hmm. What it says in Jeremiah 40, verse 4.
Book of Jeremiah, the seer, chapter 40, verse 4. And now behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. It has seemed good unto you to come with me unto Babylon. Come, and I will look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you to come with me unto Babylon, forbear, behold, all the land is before you, where they seem good and convenient for me to go. There's a go.
Hear the man saying? Mm. All the land is before you. Do you see? All the land is for you. You don't see it? He said, all the land is for you to put back together that bad city that they're going to have to bow the knee at. It's before you, but then you're going to be like Eliezer and Ishmael. You'll step out on the land and say, what you see? Oh, I don't see nothing. Wow. You don't see nothing? No, I don't see nothing. Okay, then you just stay back. In your dollar book, you got all the names. You don't see nothing. See? So you see, oh my goodness. Give me, but keep this in mind. In 39, 11, 12. See, sometimes they wonder, hey, see, how you get away with so much, knowing that the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church, they literally kick your head and run into the tree. Oh, we know that. But do you know what's written in Jeremiah 39, verse 11 and 12? And we're going to pause and bring Ellie and Mother Z in. But see, you know, the 3 hours go so fast because Yahweh got so much to put on the table for the 12 to get them prepared for what's to come. Yeah. Jeremiah 39, 11, 12. What does it say?
Book of Jeremiah, okay. Here, chapter 39, verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah 39, verse 11. Read. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah, the seer, the Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, saying, verse 12, take him and look well to him and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto you.
Hey, the man singing. What did y'all say?
Yahweh.
When you got the power of the Yahweh with you, in 54:17, no one is formed against your seer gonna prosper. You know, you ain't got to have your eyes all in the corner. Listen, I believe this Bible, but you don't believe nothing, because you will be doing what you be doing. Let me get one more in for mother, for the mother, then we'll bring the L in and Mother Z. Mother E. In Proverbs chapter 16, give me 1, 2, and 3. And Mother D of Israel, give me verse 7. Then go to Proverbs 21, 1 and 2. Then we're going to pause. So you see, I'm trying to tell you something. You got to, listen, you got to get up on the banner of Yahweh. Oh, I know, but I know who got the power, who got the first word and the last word. Huh? What it says in Proverbs chapter 16, 1, 2, and 3, Mother Eve.
Book of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1, 2, and 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. The preparation of the mind in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Yahweh. Verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Yahweh waits the spirit. Verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Yahweh, and they and your thoughts shall be established.
You hear what he's saying? Here's all you got to do.
Yahweh.
Mother D of Israel, verse 7. Listen to good. Verse 7. Mother D of Israel, come on.
Proverbs 16, verse 7. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him.
Mm-hmm. You hear what the man is saying? Did you hear what the man is saying? Don't you know the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, and the Roman Catholic Church, they unpacked the network over 600,000 strong. Don't you know ain't nothing going to happen to your seer as long as you got your Yahweh right? You see what Nebuchadnezzar told his big general? He said, when you get down there and tear the city down, it's going to be old seer there called Jeremiah the seer. Whatever he tell you, do it. And let him go about his business. You see what I'm saying? You just got to read that in 39th chapter 11. I believe the whole book. I believe it all. What it says in Proverbs 21, 1 and 2, Mother, we're going to pause after this. Proverbs 21, 1 and 2. What it say? Mother,
Proverbs chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. The king's mind is in the hand of Yahuwah. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahuwah plunders the mind.
Is it? Yahuwah said he can have all the thoughts they want, but it can work the way Yahuwah wants it to work. That's it. And you got to believe that. I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, Yahuwah.
I get sweet sleep. I just got to call it the way it is. Because I'm about this man's business. Not what it did. Last lesson. It's about this lesson. Oh, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just bring your eye on it.
Yahuwah.
It's close to thoughts on take number one. All one, Maggie, take number one, Maggie, bring IL in, and get Taylor bring his broadcast, and what's up and coming, Elder Till, you on the clock, take number one, Maggie, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I would think that we have an extensive learning process thus far to let everyone know the kind of work that we do to bring this word unto you as it is written. Because before we get started here, we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37 and 38. And those two verses says, 37, thus saith he unto his disciple, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. 38, pray ye therefore that the Yahuwah of harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, we got labors, and we're reaching out there to grab more, to help pass this word of Yahuwah as it truly should be spoken, even trying to retrain some of the preachers that alter the words as it should be. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, as you have heard in this lesson. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. We do all this because you have not, and you have found us in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and write on that search line, enter tribeyadah.com. After you click enter, just under a big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us to read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah allows that you'll forgive it. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures we read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building that school we often talk about, which is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcasts. We also have two email addresses. that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind, the first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million accounts of Yahuwah. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will just hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards via email, phone, or text. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station Stockholder, Mr. Cigarette Man, and answering many memos, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will just hear that discouraging dial tone. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah, as said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. We are the blessed peacemakers. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. Remember to look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one quick note. During our normal broadcast, as a reminder, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Faltal. Being listed under ethnic group, African American, just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding a shotgun. During this time, no comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Paltal. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can continue with that teaching process. We will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, I am. Catch you on that big station a little bit later. All right. You know, I consider the best part of the broadcast when Mom Z, another one of the most out of Camp 1, give a commentary on what you heard or what the Almighty will be running. That's what I like. That's right back to Mother Z. We find out one thing. Find out plainly, see, now we know what do you do between 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now you see what got to be done. You got to have your black book with you, and you got to find out exactly the bonding and what part that you play on building the city. Do you see it? I don't see nothing. That's a good thing. Gold, silver, wood, and earth. Got it. Good. When you meet Mother Z, out of Camp 1, another one of the mothers. Mother Z, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be with you, see right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see you, Israel, of all your seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father, and Mother Z. You know, it don't take much to get those seer happy. All they got to do is some scriptures. You know, we heard a whole lot, so whatever you want to add to the broadcast on tape 190, take your time there, Mother Z. Just about 600,000 plus on the international side is all here, and so is the seer. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I'm going to read from Zechariah 14, starting at verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all that, wait a minute, let me start out. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Yahdah Judah shall even go up from year to worship the King, the Yahweh of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacle. Verse 17, and it shall be that whosoever will not come up from all the family of the earth unto Yahdah Judah to worship the King, to worship the King, the Yahweh of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Verse 18, and if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, they have no rain, wait a minute, no rain, they shall be the pledge wherewith the Yahweh will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacle. Verse 19. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacle. And I say, Hallelujah.
That was sweet and short. That's like taking a knife and just cutting the head right on off, Mother. You just made it plain. So hey, that's exactly what it is. Made it plain. Now, hey, if you don't keep it, just look for what is written in his Bible. You know man live by every word he says. So if you don't keep it, your time is always. Now you know what to do between 2 and 7. Give us the bonding period. Give us the period to get to know who's going to be part of the city, what role you going to play. Now, once you got that all down pat, as Romans 4:17 says, you call things out though they're not as they are, because it's going to be. But Yahweh got his hand on this ministry called Voices of a True Israelite, the 6th Anointed Camp. He said one thing, get in order. You want to see my big black hand move through the ministry? Get in order. Come off the milk. Be on the meat. When I send the milk, members in, be able to let them be gone and show what the Bible says. This is what you got to do to get to what you got to get to. Your spirit got to be right. If your spirit ain't right, you ain't got nothing coming. Hey, Mother E, we're going to run and get a closing statement on you, but we got to get Romans Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 through 9. And what did it say there, Mother E? Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 down to verse 9, Mother E. Take your time and give us a closing statement on after you read Revelation 19, 7 through 9.
Okay. Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 7 through 9. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Verse 9. And he said unto me, Write blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of Yahweh.
You said, mother, you bless if you what, mother? Come back with that verse again. You just dropped a bombshell on the network, mother. See, you said you bless if you what?
Okay, wait a minute.
You bless if you what? That's right, mother Z. You blessed if you what?
Okay.
Call
and he said,
to the supper.
Verse 9.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 9. And he said unto me, right, blessed are they that are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
So you blessed are they that are called to it. That's big talk with them, mother. Mother, that's big talk. So, you blessed if you call to it. The last thing you do is make excuses when you call to it. You notify your blessings when you call to the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is Yahweh the Son, in St. John 1:29-36. Now, you called to it. You heard it. He will say something after you give a closing statement, mother. Closing statement, what he said. And mother, D.F. Israel, give me 90-95 verse 7 waiting on me in Psalms. You're blessed when you call to the wedding of the marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb, you're rehearsing the righteous act now by keeping tabernacle. And you heard the calling, you're blessed if you make your body a living sacrifice. Close statement, that mother, what you got to say behind that, mother? Close statement, come on.
Thank and praise Yahweh for this class. Thank and praise Yahweh for to be able to be in the class. Just thank and praise Yahweh for each and every one that's listening. And said to the class, hold on, don't give up. Keep the peace. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Excellent. You hear what the mother said? You remember the mother over there we read about when Big Joab, the big general, you know, and the mother of Israel said, hey, Big Joab, big general of Israel, he said, he said, will you hear me? He said, yeah, I will hear you. Same thing. You know what your mother just say? Hold on. Don't give up. He said, don't give up. Come to this man while he can be found. Got it. Good. All right, mother D.F. Israel, we're going to Psalms 95, verse 7. What that say, mother?
95, verse 7.
Yeah, what that say?
Psalms 95, verse 7. For he is our Yahweh, and we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice.
Verse 8.
Harden not your mind as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Keep on staying down. Stay on down to the end. Keep reading. You see what I'm
saying?
Today is now. Don't harden your head. Come on, read, mom. Keep reading them up.
Verse 9. When your fathers tempt me, prove me, and saw my work. Verse 10. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their minds and they have not known my ways. Verse 11. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my realm.
You the man saying? You the man saying? He said, I'll quote. He said, the day when you hear what I'm saying through his book, there's no harm in your head. Now, Paul catches great big temper of mother me of Israel in the third chapter of Hebrews. And let's see that he deviate from anything that he just got through saying. So you see, we come humble to tell you, don't harden your head on what the man's saying. Because if you don't, you're not going to get into his wrath. I mean, everything you're doing is for nothing.
Yes.
If you harden your head. So we go into the third chapter, mother, and we look at verse 7 of the book of Hebrews, 3 verse 7.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7. Wherefore, as the righteous spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, harden not your mind as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Verse 15.
Verse 15. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your mind as in the provocation.
Verse 18 and 19.
18. And to whom swears he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Right? You mean they don't believe this, mother? See up Israel?
Yeah.
They don't believe what the man's saying? Total statement. You on the clock, come on. You mean they don't believe what the man's saying? Take your time and get your clothes and say. Let me see you reach out there and win some souls. See, can you reach out there and win some souls about their unbelief? He says, the man said, listen, you don't believe what the man's saying? Maybe mother will shoot one last attempt at you. Mother D of Israel, you're on the clock tomorrow.
Proverbs chapter 16, start at verse 17. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 19, better is it to be an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Verse 20, he that handles a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusted in Yahweh, happy is he. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you hear what the man is saying, well, young man, brought Titus, what it says in Luke chapter 14, let's take a look at 19 down to verse 24. Luke chapter 14, 19, pick up verse 18. 18 to verse 24.
You go to Luke chapter 14, verse 18 to 24. Luke chapter 14, verse 18. Read. And they all but one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray you, have me excused. Verse 19, and another said, I have brought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you, have me excused. Verse 20, and another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Verse 21, So that servant came and showed his Yahweh these things. Then the master of the temple, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. Verse 22. And the servant said, Yahweh, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there is room. Verse 23. And Yahweh said unto the servant, go out to the highways and the hedge, and compel them to come in, that my temple may be filled. Verse 24. For I said to you, that none of those men which are bidden shall take of my supper.
Matthew 13:27-30. Then what gonna happen? Matthew 13:27 down to verse 30.
Go ahead to Matthew chapter 13, verse 27-30. Matthew chapter 13, verse 27. So the servant of the household came and said unto him, sir, did not you sow good seed in the field? From this, what had it cared? Verse 28. He said unto them, the enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will you did that we go and gather them up? Verse 29. But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you boot up also the wheat with them. Verse 30. Let both go together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, go, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat
to what?
To my barn. But gather the wheat.
Gather them up and do what?
To my barn. But gather
and gather the tares
the
up
wheat.
And do what? Gather them up and do what?
Gather together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat.
Give me 19:27 of Luke. Give me 19:27 of Luke. Luke 19:27.
We're going to Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Both those my enemies, which would not that I should rule over them, bring them in and slay them before me.
What? Bring them to do what?
But those my enemies.
Thank you, mother.
Thank you, mother EZ,
D of Israel. Thank you. Matthew 24, verse 50 and 51 says what? What do Matthew? See, that's what I like about the mothers. The mothers, you know, they'll drop it on you. There's no doubt about it. See, if you look at we in this thing and win it. That's what the book say. That's the way it is. Matthew 24:50-51 says what?
Matthew 24:50-51. Yahweh that servant shall come in one day when he looked not for him, and an hour that he is not aware of, verse 51, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. There should be weeping, gnashing of teeth.
So you'll be appointed with who? With who?
Appointed.
The hypocrite.
With the hypocrite.
You'll be appointed a portion of the hypocrite, and he'll cut you asunder. Matthew 22:13 says what?
Matthew 20. Is that Matthew 22:13?
What does it say?
Matthew chapter 22, verse 13. Then said the king to the servant, bind them hand and foot, and take them away, and cast them into outer darkness. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Matthew was 25:30-46 in the closing statement. I was asking a young lion, what does it say we can read in Matthew 25, verse 30-46 in the closing statement? What does it say? And we kept you all online at 7:30 on the network, but the feast was starved when the sun set.
Matthew 25, verse 30, and verse 46. Matthew 25, verse 30. And cast ye unprofitable servant unto out of darkness, there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 46. And these should go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal.
Read that again. Read that verse 46 again, young man.
Matthew 25, verse 46. And these should go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal.
You see that? So if you righteous, you see what you got coming? And now you know what the unrighteous got coming. It's up to you. You're online, closing statement. Catch you on the beginning of the feast, you're on the clock, come on.
I'm reading for the vision of Paul, chapter 24. They saw anyone enter the city, and those trees were sorry for them and humbled themselves and bowed down again, erected themselves. And I saw a wept with them and asked the ministering spirit and said, Sir, who are these who are not admitted to enter into the city of Yahweh the Son? And he said to me, These are they whose zealots obtain day and night and fast, but they have a proud mind above other men, glorifying and praising themselves, doing nothing for their neighbors. For they gave some friendly greeting, but the others did not even say hail. Indeed, they show hospitality to only those who they wish. But if they did anything whatsoever for their neighbor, they were immoderately puffed up. And I said, What then, sir? Did they pride prevent them from entering to the city of Yahweh the Son? And the ministering spirit answered and said unto me, Pride is the root of all evil. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing way behind that. Shoot, what can I say?
Pride is the root of all evil.
If anybody
want to
say anything,
you can
go to CC. Say, keep talking. We don't want to talk no more. We've heard enough. You can keep talking, dear. No, we don't want to keep talking. I mean, how plain can I get? What do you want?
That's right.
We come humble. Either you do what the man saying, or you see it with the outcome. You can continue to make excuses about his business. That's up to you. But now you know what the second day through the seventh day is all about. Bondage. Sin you the city and what is required of a city. You got to have all components to be a city. The land is before you. You got to talk about it. The city. Look at the restaurant across the street. Look at this. Look at that. Do you see it? Do you see this? I don't see none of it. No? What do you see this? Oh, I just don't see nothing. I'm just only here to eat them up and drink them up. See? That's the one you'll check the door on. So now you know. The second day through the seventh day, 12 books, 12 black books, writing down what good are you for the city that's going to be built. What part you play? What part would you be ready to do? Look at WCC say, keep talking here, we gonna catch you. That's why I'm gonna stop talking. You ain't gonna catch us in that. So we said to the mother and the elders and the teachers, some young lions, and the cats of hundreds of thousands. The feast is tomorrow when the sun sets. It's up to you. All this location is open. Dial number 224-600-5579. Get in where you fit in. Oh, I forgot. Keep making excuses. In 7 verse 6, your time is always. You don't know when this man going to shut you down. And if you are a leader, you lead by example. Leaders is first one in and the last one to leave. You're showing example to the milks that plan. You got to come off the milk. You got to get on the meat. Once you 12 is on the meat, Yahweh going to show the next hand. You heard out the mouth of the seer. He waiting on you, 12, to be meat to the milk. Keep talking.